Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
This is unexplained and probably just coincidence, but I still never mentioned it to my coworkers. I spent some time as a homicide investigator. We would respond to all these apparent suicides and investigate them just to make sure that it wasn't a homicide. Usually we determined a motive for suicide and found a note or other indicator that the person killed themselves. One guy, for example, just taped a note to his chest that said, "Happy now, bitch," and he made sure that his wife was the one that found him after he hanged himself. But occasionally, you get a case where all the forensics evidence indicates that the person did kill themselves, but there's no note, no discernible reason why this person would be suicidal. These are people with good health, decent careers, and seemingly happy family life. But who knows what's really going on with somebody, right? Here's the part that freaks me out. I've worked maybe 10 suicides like this. The last three before I left homicide all had the same thing on the scene. There were little decorative wicker lighthouses at each location. It was the same lighthouse, same design, and painted white and blue. It stuck out to me the first time because it was by the bed where the body was. But 2 weeks later, I saw the same damn lighthouse on another suicide, and I even pointed out the coincidence to a patrol officer on the scene. A few months later, I go on another suicide and I see the same wicker lighthouse. That's when it clicks that it's always been unexplained suicides. I go back and I look at the crime scene photos from every suicide I worked. In two of them, I see what could be the wicker lighthouse, but the angle's off and there's just too much junk around to say for sure. I don't know, I thought it was creepy as hell, but I transferred a couple of months later and I let it go. Story was sent from C. Naren. This one night I was boosting some silverware from this old lady's house. She was home, but old people are pretty deaf and damn slow, so I didn't care. I hear this strange sound coming from the room where she's watching TV. So I go look, and she's having like a seizure or something. Now, I might be a thief, but I'm not a bastard. So I call 911. They answer. Hell, I don't know what to say. "Hi, I was just robbing this old lady's house, and she's having a seizure." So I froze and didn't say anything. I wait with her, but she stops seizing, and then I hear sirens. So I hide in this tiny little front hall closet with the foldy doors and the shutters. Before the EMTs arrive, she stops seizing. So by the time they get to the door, she seems fine, except confused as to why they're in her house. They make nice, apologize, and they leave. As soon as they're gone, she starts seizing again. Damn. So I call 911 again, just in case. Really don't want a dead lady on my conscience. Same thing. Sirens, she stops seizing, answers the door. It's like a comedy at this point with me hiding in the closet, the bad guy with the heart of gold, but I'm not about to pop out and say, "But she was having a seizure, I swear." So they leave again. Just as they drive away, with her waving an old lady goodbye, she falls down and starts seizing again. Now it's just sad slash funny. Gotta call 911 again for Grandma, but this time I'm thinking about leaving a note or something because I do want to get the hell out of there. I call, I wait for the sirens. Then she stops breathing. I'm thinking, if I don't get the hell out of here, murder charge. I hide as the EMTs come through the door. They put an oxygen mask on her and they take her away. By this point, my adrenaline is through the roof. I feel like I've earned the right to take as much stuff as I can and walk out the door since the house is now empty. I can take my time going through her stuff, silverware, jewelry, cash, and shoebox. You name it, if I can find it, it's mine. a fee for being a good Samaritan. Believe it or not, the EMT comes back. Who the hell knows why? I hide again. He walks into the living room, turns the TV off, and grabs a bag off of the chair. Now this is the part that messes me up. As he turns to go, an old man just appears out of freaking nowhere, pats him on the back, and whispers something to him. But the EMT doesn't react at all. He doesn't turn around, doesn't pause, just heads back out the door like the old man wasn't even there. Then the old man glides to the front window and stands there waving goodbye. Then he just disappeared. Now I'm standing in the closet, frozen, wondering what the hell just happened. That's when I feel it. Somebody's breathing down my neck. Get out of my house. I started running, praying, crying right out the front door. I didn't care who saw. I ran like a bitch. And to this day, whenever somebody says, scared straight, I try not to remember the sound of the old man's voice. But I always do. That story was sent anonymously. When I was 14, I'm 33 now, I used to boost cars for this car theft ring in California. I did it for several months, never got caught. It was more of a thrill and a lack of direction from living in a bad area and a lack of supervision and authority in my life. I'd never been arrested or got caught. I was always a good kid, but I rebelled after my parents split up. Anyways, there was one car that I needed to pick up and get delivered that day. The boss man was extremely insistent that the order needed to be filled within a few hours. It was another job like any other, but when I was about a mile away from my order, I got a very uneasy and disturbing feeling. Nothing was out of the ordinary or different from the dozens of other jobs I had done, but I couldn't shake the feeling. As I got closer to my destination, it was as if it just got noisier and more distracting, at least in my head. Finally, that unsettling feeling overcame me, and I bailed out. I saw the car, and I acted like I wasn't paying attention. I didn't do my job. I kept going, and I knew I was in deep crap with my boss. I decided to lay low because not filling an order was seriously bad news. That guy was not someone you disappointed or you would feel it. He was wrathful and on drugs, so I knew I had to hide for a while. 2 days of him blowing up my pager, yeah, that's how long ago it was. Then the calls and the pages, it just suddenly stopped. Come to find out, word on the street was that the cops pulled a big sting operation and that car that I was supposed to steal was being monitored. My old boss sent some other kid to get the car and they followed a kid back to the scrapyard and did a big bust. That guy got arrested. That kid got arrested. A whole boatload of people got pinched, but no one ever came for me. And to this day, I know God was looking out for me. At that moment, at least at that time, and I listened. Since that incident, I never pulled any crap again. I straightened up, I got back into school, and I actually graduated with honors. It was all because of that weird, supernatural moment. That story was sent anonymously.
You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.